Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call of Yasho Industries Limited, organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nachiket Kale from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for connecting to Yasho Industries Q4 and FY23 results con call. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Parag Jhaveri, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Yashish Jhaveri, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Deepak Kaku, CFO. Before we proceed with the call, I'd like to give a small disclaimer that the conference call may contain some forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation of the company as on date. A detailed disclaimer has also been given in the company's investor presentations. I hope everyone had a chance to go through it, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange today. I would now like to hand over the call to the management. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to extend a cordial welcome on behalf of Yasho Industries Limited to everyone for joining us on our call today. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchange and on our company's website. Let me give you a quick overview of the chemical industry and the potential it offers to us. Also, although the current situation is uncertain, the underlying strength of the Indian economy have remained robust. However, it's a challenging global environment. The long-term prospects remain positive. Recent unpredictable occurrence have altered the overall business approach, and many major multinational companies now seek more dependable and sustainable partners such as Yasho to ensure uninterrupted operations. We remain committed to upholding the highest standard of quality while consistently striving for progress. We are proud to have served as a trusted supplier for over two decades, having established our presence in more than 50 countries across the globe, including Europe, America, Middle East, and Asia. Our overall sales contribute over 66% of our revenue, which is a testament of our unwavering commitment of excellence. Our unwavering focus on industrial chemical has yielded promising results, and we firmly believe that this sector holds significant potential for our business. To meet the demand of our valued customers, we will continue to prioritize research and development, aiming to create cutting-edge product of the highest quality. Regarding our operational performance, we are proud to report that we have been operating nearly full capacity, but in the last quarter, it has been a little bit down, benefiting from a positive product mix. Our existing and the prospective customers have demonstrated keen interest in our offering, giving us confidence in our ability to grow the business while keeping our medium to long-term objective in sight. Overall, we are optimistic about our business trajectory, and we are excited about the future prospect of our company. We remain committed to create long-term value for our stakeholders and look forward to continuing growth in the coming years. As mentioned previously, we have made a significant investment in a greenfield project at Pakhajan, Dahej, to expand our capacity in industrial chemicals aimed at satisfying increasing customer demand. This expansion will add approximately 17,000 metric tons per annum for multiple capacity to serve various industries. We have incurred a total CapEx of around rupees 180 crores up to March 2023. Moving forward, we intend to focus on a few products from our existing portfolio. Following this expansion, company's total capacity will be approximately 29,000 to 30,000 metric ton per annum. Our success in capturing market share in value-added chemicals have been major contributor to our growth and profitability in recent years. We attribute this accomplishment to our ongoing dedication to enhancing our technical capabilities and R&D efforts. I will stop here and now I am happy to take up the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Sir, what are the expected utilizations at Pakhajan for FY25 and 26, and how long to go to full scale?
Well, we are expecting for 25 about 65% utilization. We hope that we can achieve that. And FY26, we should be achieve 85 to 90% utilization.
Okay. And sir, so whatever capacities we are adding, for these, we wouldn't require much business development efforts, right? These would be for pre-indicated demand by our existing clients, right?
Yes, to an extent, that's correct. The customer has shown a keen interest for the product, but we have to produce in the plant and then we have to do the revalidation. So if once you change the manufacturing location, it has to revalidate.
Okay, but the demand is already there.
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, are you getting any further requests to scale beyond phase one?
We are not looking into that. Our first focus is to start this production first, stabilize it, and then we'll think about it. It's too early to talk about that.
Okay, but the subsequent scale-ups will be in the same Pakhajan facility because we have a piece of land over there, right?
Absolutely. As you know, we have 42 acres of land. We are only consuming about 50% of the land today. So we will be having a 50% additional land to go for the future expansion.
Okay. So, sir, so just lastly, so the asset turns forecast is about 1.5x.
So well, for the Pakhajan, yes, that is a 1.5 purely. It is a greenfield project and approximately 180 crores has been spent for the land and land building development of the site. Also, a couple of infrastructure being created looking into the full project. You cannot do the partial, like a effluent treatment plant or the utility block. So the additional 50 to 60 crores has gone there. So effectively only we are spending about 150 crores on the plant and machinery.
Okay, so any subsequent scale-ups will be in line with the current asset terms we have?
Yes.
Okay, all right, sir. That's all from me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Asha Badri from Omkara Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask, why is the cash flow low this year? Even last year, it was low.
What do you mean by low, Asha?
I'm sorry, she's kept the call on hold. For any further questions, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on good numbers. So firstly, wanted to ask you if for the quarter and for the year, can you help us with the volume growth that happened?
Well, for 23, we have in a volume, there was a dip in a volume, about 9.5% volume dip was there compared to the last year. I am saying when I compare compared to 22, compared to 22, 23, there was a dip of volume of 9.5%.
This is for the full year. Full year, we've grown at 10%, volume dip was minus 10%.
we grown by almost 10% in a value terms. We degrowth by about 10% in volume. This could be achieved because of the better product mix. What we have investigated and we put into action our plan very quickly. Once we realize that certain products are slowing down, we move to some different product.
We'll move on to the next question from the line of Mitul Mehta from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Parag bhai. Congratulations on very good operating results.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a very good operating number, sir.
Thank you, Mitul bhai.
Understanding about the lube market and the opportunity it provides to us for the next 2 to 3 years in terms of the product pipeline. So, you know, each of these products, if you can share how big is the addressable opportunity value-wise or volume-wise, and which are the companies who will be sort of competing us, if not in the Western world, in Asia, particularly China, are there any comparable companies? So can you just elaborate on this part?
Okay. We are getting into the, as you know, that our expansion is more focused for the industrial segment, that is lubricant, rubber and specialty segment. The addressable market for the Yasho's product are in the value terms of about 10 to 12 billion for the lubricant, about 5 to 6 billion for the rubber, and about 500 million for specialty. We have a number of product which has a potential of a couple of 1,000 metric ton, and we are just coming a fraction of that. So there is a huge potential. A couple of places we got an initial approval. Now they are waiting for our plan to start. Till that they don't want board because they are large customers, and they will be on board only once we give a product from a new plant.
Mr. Mehta, does that answer your question?
Can I ask one more question?
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So once you start your new plant, Dahej, what kind of product mix are you looking at between lube, rubber chemical and specialty chemicals? Will it be most you towards lube? And just to understand the scale, you know, you said that the opportunity is fairly large for the lube market. Each of these products, can they be as high as 10,000, 15,000 metric tons? I mean, is that the kind of scale are you looking at?
Yes, I think we are looking into that kind of potential. We have a fairly large product. See, a couple of products has a potential of more than 100,000 to 200,000 requirement. And we are just coming with a small capacity here. To taste it, and then once we get approval, we'll expand further.
How much time does it take for you to get the approval for these products?
Well, we already got a couple of, lot of places we already approved and we are supplying them the product, but the once you change the logo, you know, the manufacturing site, we need to revalidate it. It don't go for an extensive approval, but it do take a time, 3 to 4 months. So that's why we are not giving any guidance for the this year, any real, you know, the operational income from Pakhagan. We are only considering whatever we grow, we will grow in Vapi. So we know that once we start the commercial from Pakhagan, we need to submit the sample, get approval, custom will come and audit the plant. So we intend to complete all this process from November 23 to latest by March 24, and the sales ramp up will happen from that April 24 onwards.
Can we expect some output in Q4 of this year, or we should be only budgeting next year?
I think we should budget only for next year, not this year. This year whatever happened will become a bonus for us, for not only for us but for everybody. Revenue will start from 24-25.
You know, once we scale up the phase one capacity, our next round would be largely brownfield. So in that case, what sort of investment would you then incur on the brownfield for the next wave? Just to get some ballpark understanding, I know it's a little early, but you know, just to understand the capital intensity of your business.
Well, see, the number one in the currently in a greenfield, we have almost committed 250 crore for a land building development, creating infrastructure necessary to take care for the entire project. That is, effluent treatment plant is taken care, not only for the today's need, but the need what we might have after 5 years. Because as per the environmental clearance, whatever we saw, we have to create an infrastructure for that. So the utility blocks, everything has been created to take care of the future needs. So the going forward, I can say that if I put another 150-200 crores, we can have a big turnaround on that.
You are saying 150 crores for the similar capacity. So let's say phase 1, 17. So if you want to put up another 17,000 tons, you will need about 150 crores.
I'm not sure on that. Well, it will be too early to get into that mode. But we will be getting that mode only by the beginning of 25. Once we see that our capacities are really ramping up the way we anticipated. So any decision on phase 2 will be taken only by somewhere in 25. Looking at the numbers and how good we do.
Hey Paragvai, thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Asha from Omkara. Please go ahead.
Sorry sir. So the question is, why is the cash flow low this year? Why is the cash flow from operation to EBITDA conversion? Only 35 crores were of 111 crore of EBITDA was converted.
Well, you know that the last two quarters we had a challenge. We had lots of high inventory lying with us. So we need to first get off with that. And still we are holding a reasonably high inventory as compared to our usual standard in this March month. Mainly because a lot of our customers in the Western world has postponed orders or they postponed or cancelled orders. We are producing the specialty chemicals. We cannot dictate our terms, but when we are buying a raw material, we are buying as a commodity. And we don't have choice but to honor the contract, what we have signed it or what we have committed it. So, we have more inventory, also the high cost inventory. So as we were able to pass on the cost, before 2 years or before 18 months to customer, and the price goes up, the same speed we also really have to pass on the price drop. And when you have a price drop or when you have a deflation, not an inflationary pressure, so your cost of the selling price goes down, but your incoming is already was intact. But still, despite all this happened, we could maintain our overall margin on our profitability.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So with the Pakhajan, we said our plan is to scale the already locked in products to higher quantities. So are we foreseeing any improvement in the working capital cycle as our cost basket would consolidate with fewer molecules driving a higher scale?
I don't think we will be able to achieve that, but I know this year we have a little bit stretched due to the high inventory lying with us. We will be comfortable at about 110 to 120 days for working capital cycle.
Sir, I mean after Pakhajan kicks in, so FY 25-26.
We do expect little stretching because now we are going to deal with a much larger customers and they have their fixed payment terms. We can alter that. When we work with a smaller customer, we can dictate. When we are working with a larger organization, they dictate the terms. We don't. Okay, sir. So that's a little, we have to accept the reality here.
Okay, so that's why we are guiding for a little higher margins, right, to compensate for that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sir, lastly, whatever growth we've seen in the last few years, who are we taking the market share from? So are these broadly the Chinese players? Because these products are mature at the same time sticky.
There are two tricky to answer from whom we get the market share. What we are happy that we are able to consolidate our position. We could win the trust over our competitors from our customers that we are a reliable partner, and that's why they are buying more quantity from us.
Okay, sir. But are macro shifts also at play here? I mean, the Chinese supply transiting to us?
To some extent, not to a great extent. That is for mainly for North America. When you talk about the rest of the world, it is not the case.
Okay, all right, sir. That's all from me, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Manish Gupta from Solidarity. Please go ahead.
Parag bhai, two questions. Firstly, is my understanding correct that the industrial chemicals is higher gross margin than the consumer chemicals?
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, we've had, a decline in revenue in Q4 of this year, this will be Q4 of last year. But you also mentioned that there was a product mix change. So
yes.
My first question is that the gross margin on a percentage basis seems almost similar between Q4 last year and Q4 this year.
Yes, that's true. Despite we could maintain with the differential ratio, stiff competition and the subdued demand, we could able to maintain the margin. While the last year there was a lot of inflationary pressure, which was giving us a chance to charge higher to customer because of the supply concern. So what I can claim a credit that we could better manage the macro management at the customer level, at the product level, to maintain our growth. Manish bhai.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, sir, I lost you there earlier. My question was, for the quarter, we've declined top line by 17% on a YY basis. Was that completely because of volume dip?
Yes, my dear friend. Volume dip and also on a selling price drop. You know, there were two things. Volume drop was there and also the selling price. What we are selling earlier today is over the top line is reduced by almost 20%. The same way it is reduced by my purchase cost also 20%.
So what was the cost? If you are able to quantify that, sir, can you break that up between price and volume?
Not to great extent, but volume was dropped by about 16-17% and the top line was dropped by about 20%.
All right. And for the year, you mentioned volume dip was about 10%.
Yeah,
yes. For the full year. All right. So FY24, what do you think, what are you looking at in terms of growth? I mean, because the capacity is going to come in Q4, on growth, what are we looking at this year, or is it largely just going to be mix change?
Yeah, well, two things. Number one, what we increased up from 11,000 to 12,500, the full capacity is just taking in now. Plants are getting stabilized. So from 11,000, we will be now able to operate at 12,500. We will try our best to utilize the full capacity.
Okay.
If that will happen and the in market improvise, we are expecting a growth of about 10% minimum side.
This 11,000 to 12,500 incremental 1,500 is what product category, what customers?
It will be into the industrial segment.
Industrial segment, largely for exports or domestic market?
Both.
All right. One of my questions, sir, was on other expense line item for the quarter. It's about 20 crores versus 33 crores last year. If you can just help this clarification, is there some sort of one-off cost?
Well, the major cost was the freight, you know, the export freight, what we are exporting. Earlier,
right.
Last year, the freight cost was very high. Now the cost is normalized. So the major saving has come from there. Second saving was a little bit into the different product mix. what has helped us. And some correction taken place in a process side, which cost save some cost.
Right, understood. Certainly, sir, my question is on your slide number 16. You mentioned about product A, B, C, and D, where you've given sort of market potential, revenue potential for those products. If you can help us understand in detail or some clarity about, you know, what kind of products are these? Are these the market where only the products that we are looking at is what the potential is like, or is it like the global potential sort of?
No. This is what the product where what we are looking at it. This is global. Okay, this is a global demand of this 4-5 product has got demand. And what we are expecting to grow in this segment.
All right. So these products are already in R&D, or is we've already cracked customer demand?
Already to the sales.
Sorry?
Already we are producing and selling.
All right. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Manish Gupta from Solidarity. Please go ahead.
Sorry, my line got disconnected earlier. I was trying to understand why the gross margin in gross margin in percentage terms in Q4 of this year and Q4 of last year was roughly the same, despite our product mix improving.
Very clearly, Manish, right, that we had a couple of raw materials which were lying at high cost. Okay, and we have to sell the product at a market price. Cannot ask the same high price when the market is sliding or my market is contracting. Okay, so we have to make some balance act there. And by prevention of the margin with the product mix, what we intend to do is a more capacitor rather than sitting on it product in a warehouse. So we took a side that let's sell the product with a lesser margin, run the plant, whatever maximum capacity we can run it. So, you know, we don't lose out. Once you lose the market, you lose forever.
Oh, very clear. And my second question is, in other expenses, on a full year basis of, say, about 113 crores, what of this is variable and what of this is fixed?
Fixed is what you call, see now the wages,
roughly around 60% would be variable and approximately 40% would be fixed. In a broad number.
60%, and do you classify power costs in variable or fixed?
Variable.
Okay, and is it possible for you to just break out of the 113, how much was freight?
One second.
Can you give me
some time? We can come back to you on this.
Yeah. We can take it offline. No problem.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Manan Shah from Money Bee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My question was again to the slide 16 where you mentioned the four products, product A, B, C, D. But in the current revenue column, we've mentioned revenue only for product B, but you earlier hinted that we are manufacturing all of these products currently. So just wanted a clarification over there.
That was too negligible, you know. Has just started in the last year only. So the product has just started rolling out. So it's not significant value, current revenue are there from this product. So we put as a not available. But already the production started and there is a sales has commenced on this product. But as you know that the customer takes time to ramp up the offtake. That's the reason.
Understood. But this production that we would be doing for these products, they would be at a lab scale or a commercial scale? I mean, whether we have been able to, you know, stabilize the process on a commercial level is what I'm trying to understand.
It's a commercial scale.
Okay. And we've given a very tall targets for these products. So wanted to understand, I mean, this revenue or this market share that we are expecting to get from these products, this would be, I mean, you would be taking away market from the current players, or this is a new market that we are targeting, and what sort of stickiness is there in these products? I mean, how easy would it be for us to, you know, get this sort of revenue or market for these products?
Well, number one, you need to have capability and capacity to achieve this target. So we don't have a full capability and the capacity to achieve this revenue. What we put in revenue, number one. Number two, we don't see the challenges too much. As we are going to take somebody's shares, also the lubricant market is growing by 3-5% globally because of the change of norms, which I spoke in the last couple of calls, that the environmental reasons, governments are forcing people to use more cleaner fuels, more efficient lubricants, so and less emissions. So those are the reasons of the growth is 3-5% what we expect. Also, in India, because of Make in India concept, a lot of people who are getting a product from outside, they've been forced to make a product within India and to buy a local product. And that is going to help us to grow the business.
Okay. So largely we'll be focusing on the domestic market for these products?
I didn't say that. I said, secondly, that is also the one of the reason for Make in India.
Okay.
But the blend will be still in the 30-70, 60-40 export domestic.
Right. But is there any sort of stickiness that is there in these products? I mean, is it easy for the customer to switch, or is there a need for the customer to switch?
Well, there are two reasons. As I said, the Make in India, that means the people who are bringing the product from outside, they have to buy locally, number one. Number two, there was a lot of disturbance happened in the last 2 years, so everybody looking for an alternate supply chain. So we are very well fitting into that alternate supply chain. Number three, the once you are in, unless and until you make a mistake, you are there forever for this chemistry. People have a one or two source, approved source, you become a third one or maybe second one or fourth one, depend on the scale of the company.
Okay. And globally, how many suppliers would be there for these products on an average? Like, would there be two or three suppliers only, or there are many players in these products?
Depend on the product to product. Some product only two or three, some product may be seven, eight, or maybe 10.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
We have a question from Mr. Keshav. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Sir, so last couple of years, we had done ROCEs on EBITDA of about 30%. And for the Pakhajan facility at 20% margin and working capital going above 120 days, so this 400 crore CapEx for the initial 17,000 tons will be falling in the range of 22%-24% on EBITDA ROCE basis. So is there a margin upside, a possibility of margins expanding, I mean, from 20% on this 17,000 tons itself, or will the ROCE unlocking happen when we subsequently scale?
See, the major reason, as I said in the past, that our industrial segment gives a better margins. So we expect the margin to improve from current margin of 17.5%-18% to go up to 19.5%-20% margin. So that will help us with our better cash flow.
Sir, I meant that on 20% margin, so if we are spending 400 CR and we are getting-
I'm talking about the gross company level margin. I'm not talking about the Pakhajan level.
Okay, okay.
Because when we go back to the drawing, going forward, it will be only one result, not a unit-wise result. Sure?
Right. Understood, understood.
I'm giving you the company. I'm not looking at the Pakhajan, I'm looking at the Yashovarman as a whole.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. That clears. Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Nachiket Kale from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks to the management for sharing their time on the call today, and thank you for all the participants for joining the call.
and Orient Capital is the investor relations advisor to Yasuo Industries. For any queries, please feel free to connect with us. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Yasuo Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.